I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The West African nation of Liberia suffered through an on-again, off-again civil war from 1989 to 2003. A quarter of a million people were killed. Today, the capital, Monrovia, is swarming with former child soldiers. Most are uneducated and have few job skills. Many have short attention spans and they're prone to petty crime and violence. A team of American researchers and Liberian social workers is researching how and whether this culture can be transformed. The World's Jason Margolis watched them at work and has this report.
The West Point neighborhood of Monrovia is one of the worst slums in West Africa. Prostitution, disease, and drugs are endemic here. Piles of trash are everywhere. It reeks of urine. I came to West Point with some researchers and social workers. They introduced me to a man who calls himself General Jallo. He started fighting in Liberia's civil war when he was just 9 years old. He's called a general basically because he was a child in charge of other children. Today, he says he's 23.
It's where I live, sleep.
He takes me to his home, a small, bare room that looks like a public storage unit. A filthy mattress lies on a concrete floor. He says he sleeps here with two of his three children.
And I got 2 years with me.
And all three sleep in the bed?
Yeah, we sleep here together.
Where's their mom?
Well, we break away a long time.
Jallo's story is typical of ex-combatants. He says he wants to work, but he says there are no jobs available.
Sometimes I wash clothes. Wash people clothes, sweep the yard.
When he can't make enough money washing clothes or sweeping yards, he begs. It's what people here call the hustle, doing whatever you can day by day to get enough money to eat. Jallo is lucky, at least. He survived the war with no major injuries. Many of the former child soldiers are missing arms or legs. On the advice of the social workers who were with me, I gave Jallo a small gift for his time. About a dollar. A few minutes later, Jallo waved me over and showed me what looked like dirt. He snorted it up his nose. He started waving his arms wildly, telling me how drugs keep soldiers alert. I'm not exactly sure what drug Jallo took. He said he took what's called brown brown, a potent mixture of gunpowder and cocaine. Drugs are a major problem among former child soldiers. Marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and alcohol. Warlords used to give child soldiers amphetamines and tranquilizers to blunt fear. Commanders subjected children to unimaginable horrors, cannibalism, or killing family members. After speaking with men like Jallo, the situation felt rather hopeless. Recovery for these men seemed unimaginable. I offered my bleak assessment to Tricia Ganwa with the U.S.-based nonprofit organization Innovations for Poverty Action. She works with the street youth in Monrovia.
So you're asking, how does somebody recover from having to, you know, being conscripted and having to kill their family members? And I think recover is the wrong word. You don't recovering's not the goal. It's like when people ask me, how's alleviating poverty? How's that going? You have to actually narrow it down to something very specific that you want to achieve. For example, today, these kids, they're very poor, but today I want them to be able to eat two meals, or I want them to be able to sleep under a roof, and I know a way to make that happen.
Ganwa's organization is conducting a study in Monrovia, exploring the economic and psychological roots of poverty here. Ganwa hopes the study will help change the live-for-today mentality that many of these ex-combatants have.
There's this idea of time preferences. So, for example, if I could have $1 now or $2 an hour from now, would I wait? So that's believing that what I do today affects tomorrow. So if I wait for something, that it will actually come, which is not something that people who've been involved in a war might reasonably expect. It might be reasonable for them to think that whatever happens today, and I have no control over the future.
The study, which is due to start soon, will be putting small amounts of money in the hands of some of the former child soldiers. The idea is to get them thinking about the future by helping them start small businesses, something like a shoeshine stand or a street cart selling gum or towels. Yale economist Chris Blattman, who visits Liberia regularly, is behind the study. He says they've set up their research like a medical trial.
There's two kinds of pills. One pill is this basic economic intervention, which is here's some cash and some basic business skills to help you think through a business plan. Usually they have skills and some ideas, and we just help facilitate that and then basically finance it.
The other kind of pill, so to speak, which a second group of youth will be getting, is psychological counseling. A third group in the study will get counseling and money, and a fourth group will get nothing.
What we can do is we can follow these four groups over time, and in each group, we're still settling on the exact numbers, but we maybe have about 300 or 400 or 500 in each of these groups, which allows us to get statistically at what are the long-term impacts of this program.
Blattman says he doesn't know how long the study will last or how successful the program will be, if at all. But he has hope. He's seen former child soldiers transform their lives with a little help. Men like Morley Zawu.
Life is based on your understanding where you came from. Once you understand your trauma, you can be able to cope with it.
Zawu was a child soldier, regularly using drugs and fighting in the jungles of Liberia. He took a bullet in his arm as a teenager. He says most people wrote him off as a lost cause. But when he was recovering from his wound and away from the fighting, he got some counseling.
But however, when we went to this training in order to know ourselves, know the kind of values and attached to our lives, with the hope that we can still make life better again.
Zawu says the help he was given allowed him to understand why he was fighting. Today, Zawu is a productive member of society, a committed husband and father. He runs his own organization where he provides counseling for other former child soldiers. He says ex-combatants can be transformed. He's living proof, but they also need jobs. He doesn't have an answer for that. Unemployment in Liberia is estimated to be as high as 80%. The Liberian government has created some temporary jobs through public works projects. But in the long run, Liberia is going to have to do better, says Brooks Robinson, the deputy chief of mission at the American Embassy in Monrovia.
In the end, it's all about jobs. If this government, if this country can't produce more jobs for the young people, then those young people will destabilize this country again. And it's really a race against time right now, the next 5 years, maybe 10.
Nobody wants Liberia to return to war. The last time that happened, it engulfed the whole region in violence. So there are many watching eagerly to see if the young men on the streets of Monrovia can have their lives turned around. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Monrovia, Liberia.
Tomorrow, we return to Liberia to hear how some young women in Monrovia are turning their lives around. An American entrepreneur has built a T-shirt factory in the city, staffed by women, and it's making good money.
And these women actually decide where that money goes in terms of building schools, roads, health clinics in their communities.
That's tomorrow on The World.